following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's the herd. We develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That can be tough, especially in business. With employees and clients around the world, that's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's amazing. It's a simple online meeting service with group HD video. It helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for success. I've used it. It's so clear. You're there, Albany, New York. They're in Santa Barbara, and you can see them like they're in the next room. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world. We've used it at ESPN for clients. Start hosting your face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free. Try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. To develop trust, we need to trust the people we know. But you don't know somebody if you can't see them. GoToMeeting now with HD Faces.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the CenturyLink Center, going on here in Omaha, the 2012 State High School Wrestling Tournament. And we are already underway in classes B and C. We're going to start off here momentarily and give you an update on the kids so far from the listening area. But we'll see how the next couple of days work out on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big fellas on vacation. It just doesn't work out as quickly, but I'll tell you what, the results this year with what they're doing in the 10 mats for the second year, it's moving along pretty smoothly, and we've already had some interesting matchups. Of course, the one that everybody was looking at in the first round, there are very few times that you have a marquee matchup in the first round, but it happened in Class B at 126 pounds where you had a pair of defending state champions matching up in the first round. Christian Berry of Adams Central had been injured pretty much all year long, and he took on Colton Adams of Scott's Bluff, and Adams was upset of the districts, so he was 33-3. Berry was 20-5 on the season, but Scott's Bluff's Colton Adams just dominated this match, and he won it by a tech fall by a score of 17-1. And Larry Baker joins me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be helping us with our coverage again this year, as he has in the past, and Larry, it's already underway, and it seems to be moving pretty smoothly here. And a decent crowd on hand with B and C underway. A and D will get going this afternoon. But already this morning, we're looking at a team race that will be decided on Saturday. But these matches today are going to have a lot to say about who wins a couple of the team titles.
Well, they do. I mean, the big key is here, you know, a lot of times we don't necessarily look at what happens here right away in the team race because it's all so new. But what you don't want to do is, if you're one of those teams fighting for a team title, you don't want to go backwards right away, obviously, because of the points going forward. But the big thing is, it sticks you in a spot where you're trying to wrestle back to get a medal, and it makes it really tough. Class C, you've got Madison, who's probably the clear-cut favorite, but Sergeant Burwell and Valentine are two schools that definitely can win this tournament. Sergeant Burwell loses a big match at 113 pounds, a match they should have won. They lose. Their 113-pounder Miller goes backwards right away. That's a big blow to them. And Valentine has known that they've lost a match yet today. So these team titles, though they get decided Friday night, Saturday morning most generally, what happens here right away is crucial.
We've already had a lot of matches, and it's not all wrestling today or tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, but that will be the bulk of our coverage as we continue to watch the action live here from high atop the CenturyLink. We're way, way at the top here on the sixth floor, as we have been since the wrestling tournament moved here. And another thing, Larry, I think everybody's now used to it. The newness of it has worn off. We've been here for a number of years now, and everybody is used to it. And the folks here in Omaha have tweaked a few things. The NSAA has tweaked a few things. And I think this year so far, and it's set up to be the most smooth tournament that we've ever had.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the NSAA has implemented track wrestling, which those of you that are familiar with wrestling know that's been around, and it's made a tremendous difference in the flow of the tournament, ease of following the tournament from at home and here. And to be honest, there's not a kid here that's wrestling that ever wrestled at the Devaney, though there's tons of history there, and those of us that did coach and wrestle on that floor at the Devaney have a place in our heart for the place. No question, this is a tremendous venue, and the tournament runs much smoother here.
Larry, I guess I haven't heard, with the new arena being built in Lincoln, have there been any talk in the coaching circles about Omaha having to hold on to the state tournament?
Well, there's no question. When they get their new arena, Omaha and Lincoln will go to war, literally, with the NSAA in bidding for it. And Lincoln will put an incredibly attractive package together. And I actually think when it comes to the coaches, you're going to see them lean towards Lincoln because, again, most of the state, as far as the number of teams, travel. It cuts an hour out of our travel. Lincoln is a much easier place to get around in as far as ease and friendliness and hotels, restaurants, things like that. People would rather see it go back to Lincoln. The venue just was outdated and antiquated as far as that went. There's no question you're going to see a push both from the wrestling community and the people in Lincoln for it to go back.
Now, getting off topic here for just a minute, I made a mistake yesterday on the show when we were talking about Jake Ellenberger and the UFC fight. It's Joe Ellenberger that was at UNK, but Jake fought last night. Did you get a chance to see that?
No, I didn't.
I did watch it. We got to see it down here. There was an incredible amount of people coming in for wrestling and then going to the UFC fights, which lasted from like 5 to about 10, 15 or so. That match actually got done a lot quicker than I would have thought it would have, but it went the distance, and Jake Ellenberger did win it by a unanimous decision, although as the match wore on, he found himself in a little bit more trouble than he had hoped for.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and he fought a top-flight guy. He fought a guy that has fought for several titles. That was a major, major matchup that we normally would see on a pay-per-view type event, so it was a big deal. And Ellenberger's a stud. I mean, he is a guy in the UFC that's got a very, very bright future. Of course, his brother was a third twice, Division II All-American, two-time All-American for UNK. So it's a great family. Of course, his brother is battling some illness, isn't able to fight right now. But a great family, good for the state of Nebraska to be able to have an event like that and for us to have such a bright shooting star in a very big sport like UFC.
Jake tried to wrestle for UNO, didn't have a great career there. Joe did wrestle for UNK, as you said, and he is in the MMA, but Jake right now a much brighter star when it comes to this. And that was big time last night in Omaha, and Omaha did well. They had it at the Civic. I can only imagine if someday they move it a couple of blocks over here, if it would happen to get that big, because it looked absolutely jam-packed last night.
Yeah, you keep bringing headliners like that fight last night, and you will see it at the Quest. You will see Nebraska, because of its proximity again to Iowa. You have a lot of these headliner UFC guys that train in Iowa in some of the camps there. There's no question that Nebraska could fill a big venue like this for a big-time event.
Doug and Danny Show live with you on this Thursday from the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. That's where we've moved our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, don't forget, their exclusive dealership with the Midway Certified Pre-Owned Warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance, 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. They've got the 30-day exchange privilege and 1-year free of routine maintenance. The lifetime supply of car washes, it all comes with what you are able to get at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They'd like to thank everyone who helped make them Kearney's Best, pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by the Area Chamber of Commerce for 2012, an honor that they don't take lightly, and they would like to thank everyone who helped them get to that spot. And the award-winning team at Midway has sat down and drastically reduced the price, folks, of their hassle-free pre-owned selection. And they feel the best way to embrace this award is to put more happy customers in the fantastic selection of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. So stop by and see the friendly sales staff, Ryan, Andy, the entire crew at Midway. Stop by and see them today. We promised to give you an update here on wrestling, so let's go ahead and do that. We'll start at Class C, 106 pounds, where Mitch McGinnis of Grand Island Central Catholic, David Jimenez of Kennesaw Shelton, and Kearney Catholic's Damon Rodriguez were all winners. So 3-0 to start the day. Class C, 113 pounds. Christian Lewis of Southern Valley was a winner by pin in 321 over Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. And Caleb Pukacher of Grand Island Central Catholic, a 2-1 win over Justin Miller of Sergeant Burwell, which Larry was talking about a little bit earlier on here in the show. Class C, 120 pounds, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic wins 10-0. He'll take on Riley Northrup of St. Paul in the quarterfinals, of course, out of the Lou Platt Conference. There'll be a little matchup there, but the Keatings didn't get to wrestle in the Lou Platt Conference tournament, so this could be the first meeting between him and Riley this year. Northrup was a winner by a score of 6-0. Also, Evan Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, a 2-1 winner. Jordan Westcoat of Wood River, a winner, 21-5 with the Tech fall. On the losing side at Class C 120, Teak Edwards of Lewis Bertrand falls 17-1 to Tri-County's unbeaten Taylor Summers, and Colby Ackley of Ravenna lost by a pin in 320. Class C, 126 pounds. It was Tucker Berquist of Southern Valley, a 6-4 winner over Dalton Smith of Gibbon. It was Kirby Pomplin of Sergeant Burwell, a winner by pin over Tyler O'Brien of Grand Island Central Catholic in a minute 35. Zach Keating of Kearney Catholic went out and won in a pin in 36 seconds. And Alex Hester of Wood River, a winner by a score of 7-3. At 132 pounds in Class C, Sam Lee of Sergeant Burwell lost by a pin in 4 minutes. Isaac Berquist of Southern Valley lost in 4:53. And Brandon Kusick of Ravenna put on a pretty good battle for a four seed, but he lost 11-6. Eli Van Meter of Gibbon was a winner 11-2. Class C, 138 pounds. Jeff Both of Ord, a 9-7 win in overtime over Tanner Ruprecht of Red Cloud Blue Hill. And it was Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull. Had a little problem there as the one seed, but he's able to eke out a 12-10 victory. At 145 pounds, Chance Cosgrove, C.J. Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull, a winner in double overtime. Austin Starkey of St. Paul was a winner as well. We'll take a look now at what's going on in Class B so far today. At 106 pounds, it was Devin Schmidt of Northwest losing 7-3. Austin Olson of Minden lost by a pin in 244. At 113 pounds, not good, 0-4 for the area. Todd Lothrop of Northwest lost 9-3. Michael McCann of Central City lost by a pin in 301. Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central lost by a pin in 43 seconds. And Mauricio Calmo of Lexington lost 13-3. At 120 pounds, Giovanni Rodriguez of Lexington wins 12-5. Colby Leonard of Central City wins 6-0. Those two will face off in the quarterfinals. Ernie Solario of Holdridge, a winner by pin in 246. Carson Sock of Grand Island Northwest lost by a pin in 147. At 126 pounds, we told you that Colton Adams of Scotts Bluff beat Christian Berry of Adams Central. Tech fall 17-1. Richard Yanez of Holdridge defeated Noah Lau of Northwest 7-0. Connor Bowling of Central City, a winner in 43 seconds. Dakota Hernandez of Lexington lost by a pin in 121. At 132 pounds in Class B, it was Thomas Gilman of Omaha Scutt pinning Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge 3 minutes, 4 seconds. So that's something just to get in the second round with Gilman, who is considered the best wrestler in the state of Nebraska, headed to Iowa. And he will take on Derek Ledesky of Adams Central in the next round. Ledesky, a winner by pin in 4 minutes. Danny Ibarra of Lexington, winner by pin in 135. And he will take on Andrew Farron of Aurora, who upset the number one seed from Crete 7-1. So Ibarra and Farron will wrestle in the next round. Trevor Kemmett of Northwest lost 4-2. And Class B, 138, Eric Knight of Central City, a winner. Tyler Joseph of Adams Central was defeated in 48. 4 seconds. And Larry's been doing a great job of keeping up on some of the matches as they move along. What else you got over here, Larry?
Well, a big one at a Class C, 152 pounds. Staub from Ord gets a big win, 9-4. He beats the district champion out of Centennial. That was a big win for him. He looked really good. It was 2-1 going into the third period. He was down. He gets an escape, takes the kid down, takes him to his back, and then just got tough on top. That was a big, big win for him.
Some other winners you got. Riley from Central Catholic lost. Sage Gideon and Sergeant Burwell lost. Sutton from Central City was a winner. Fenske from Sergeant Burwell a winner. Jack Rafferty of Minden on his way, hopefully, to a state final. He wins and does it in unbeaten fashion so far. Kearney Catholic's Thomas Connolly is on the mat right now. Anderson from Central City is a winner. So let's take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. We're going to talk a little more wrestling, get into some of the events that happened last night and are going on tonight. So stay with us right here on the Doug and Danny Show, live from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha on ESPN Radio.
Great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for just $19.99. Or choose a Fram ExtraGuard filter for a dollar more. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a Fram ToughGuard oil filter for $20.99 after mail-in rebate. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil platinum full synthetic oil and a Fram ToughGuard oil filter for $28.99 after rebate. See store for details. Now through April 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A wise man once said,
"If one does not tuneth one's own horn, it shall remain largely untuned."
And that's why the Midway Auto Group in Kearney wants to do a little horn blowing. You see, we want you to know we had a great year, and we're pretty sure it's because we offer our customers a hassle-free buying experience, bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washes for life. Come to think of it, maybe that's also the reason why the Midway Auto Group was named the best new and used car dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. It stands to reason that when you set out to do things a little differently and create a better way to buy a vehicle, that good things are bound to happen. You gotta figure that's why Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the fact that we're the number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska, and that Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. So I say toot away, Midway, toot away. Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
Got him on his back and in a lot of trouble.
Your home for state wrestling updates is Platte River Radio.
Trying to throw him. It's going to be weakness, and he falls on his back, and Worth is going to win it.
We'll have updates live from Lincoln with sports director Doug Duda every hour on Classic Hits 98.9 and your ESPN Superstation 1416 1550.
Rosebud has come back from behind, and he's about ready to pin McNally.
98.9 will also bring you the state semifinals Friday night. Platte River Radio, crowning champions in state wrestling.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs around 43 with west winds staying from 5 to 15. Then we can expect clear skies for tonight with a low of 19 as winds will stay to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 36.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the CenturyLink Center, the old Quest. Now it's the CenturyLink, and so that's what we're referring to. A lot of basketball going on tonight. Last night, though, the UNK men They fell to UNO, final game at Sapp Fieldhouse, and UNO Division I program, but in name only. They will finish off the rivalry between those two teams, and probably a little baseball left between them, and maybe softball, and maybe see them on the track, but there's not a whole lot left. Might not even see them on the track, softball, baseball, and then the association with UNO will be done, and the MIAA is coming along. And also, Larry, UNK, Larry Baker's with me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK got two nice wrestling wins yesterday. Actually got more of a battle from Fort Hays State than from Grand Canyon, who I thought was going to give them all they wanted. They thumped them pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Every year you kind of start walking into this thing and wondering how UNK is going to look. You know, since they won their national title, they've, you know, you go into every year going, man, I don't know, you know, who's going to fill this and how's that going to go? And they just start getting to this time of the year, and Coach Bauer gets them going, and they look good. And Coach Bauer just does such a tremendous job there, and that's really where you see a good program where early in the year and how they look at the end of the year many times aren't the same, and Coach Bauer gets the best out of them when it matters.
And yesterday they beat Fort Hays State 19-12, and they defeated Grand Canyon, who are the Lopes as well, beat them by a score of 25-9. So now UNK will get ready for the RMAC and regional championships coming up next weekend. And so best of luck to the Lopers there, Coach Bauer and his crew. Also, as we said, the basketball team falls 85-68 yesterday. Hastings College men played last night. Now they get ready to wrap up the conference season with Morningside rolling in. And so those are a few of the highlights. The women's basketball team is home tonight, trying to bounce back from back-to-back losses. The Huskers will be taking on Northwestern this evening at the Devaney Center. Ton of high school basketball here on ESPN. It's Adams Central hosting Kearney Catholic at 6:30 tonight. Originally scheduled for Friday, has been moved to tonight. And so we'll have that for you at 6:30, varsity boys only, here on ESPN. Tomorrow we'll have the Kearney High at Lincoln High boys basketball game. And also, girls sub-district finals tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minden, who had been number one in the state for a while, they will be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, the defending C2 state champions at Hastings College. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock for all of these. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Centura will take on Ravenna. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink goes for career win number 501. But Ravenna, who had lost by 20 or more points both times they played Centura, is back to full strength. We'll see if that'll help them out in tonight's matchup. And you've got two coaching stories there. Kathy Mettenbrink just getting number 500. Jeff Thober of Ravenna is stepping down at the end of the year. So if they get beat tonight, that's it. If not, they'll move on to the district championship, which goes up north. Then you'd have to say that game tonight is for a trip to state, because the winner there would be the favorite on who they face in the district finals. District finals for the girls, by the way, next Friday for all of C&D. Sandy Creek and Milford play tonight at Seward High School. Boone Central will take on Grand Island Central Catholic at Grand Island Northwest. At Sandy Creek, Blue Hill will play Superior. Southern Valley and North Platte St. Pat's are playing in Holdridge tonight. At York, Heartland will take on Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. In Minden tonight, Kennesaw and Amherst. Amherst, who made it to the state tournament last year, trying to make it back-to-back trips. Kennesaw has quietly had a very good year on the basketball court, and that should be a good one tonight at 7. At McCook tonight, Arapahoe plays Hitchcock County. Sandhill, Sedford, and Twin Loop are at Broken Bow. At Hastings St. Cecilia, Giltner takes on Silver Lake. Bertrand, who pulled off the big upset on Tuesday, will try to make it 3 in a row when they play Litchfield. And that game is at Kearney Catholic tonight at 7 o'clock. What could be another great, great basketball game tonight. One loss Brady, two loss Ansley. They play at Cozad tonight at 7 o'clock in the D29. Also tonight, regular season boys action. Kearney is hosting Grand Island, and Loup City is at Donovan Trumbull. So that's what's going on there. The boys sub-district pairings for next week, which begin on Monday with the play-in games, Tuesday the semifinals, Thursday the sub-district finals for the boys, all up on the NSAA website at nsaahome.org. In just a few minutes here, we're going to hear from Kearney coach Tom McCann. We had our annual wrestling rally on Sunday, and we'll hear from Coach McCann. We'll hear from Coach Herman from Amherst a little bit of what we were talking about on Sunday as they prepare for this afternoon and the opening round of this state high school meet. Right now, BNC still going on, and then they come right back later this afternoon or right around noon here. They'll get that second round going. With 10 mats, it moves a little faster than the 8, so they started an hour later. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Bake, you got Lynn Sanity?
Lynn Sanity? No, absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely not. I think the only thing I'll say is it's a great American story where a guy who literally is hanging on by a thread can all of a sudden be all the rage.
Well, see, that tells you something. Larry, a wrestling man, not a basketball fan, but you know what I was talking about when I bring up Jeremy Lin to the Knicks.
Yeah, absolutely. To be quite honest, it's a great sports story, and it's going to manifest itself here. Can this tremendous start continue? Can he continue to play that way? Of course, the big talk is he going to be able to play with the other members of that team when that team gets put back together? You know, a couple of really interesting parts of that. I saw an interview yesterday that Carmelo Anthony gave where he talked about how exciting it is to come back and play with a point guard like this, a point guard that they were hoping that they could get someday, and they've needed a point guard and so on and so forth. I think the guy that got hurt for them that they did have this year was a pretty good point guard in the NBA. So, you know, I just thought what Chauncey Billups thinks of that, you know.
Throwing him under the bus just a little bit, yeah. Big deal. Thomas Conley, by the way, has won 14-1 for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars go 4-0 in the first round here today at the state tournament. A couple of other things to talk about. Right now, it seems like a slow time nationally. You're just getting geared up for the Bracket Buster this weekend, which they play here. Creighton is hosting Long Beach State Saturday night. I have to admit, it's kind of fun when we're wrapping up our coverage. They're ripping up the mats. They're bringing the forklifts out. They're moving the stands on the bottom. They're bringing in the floor to set it up for basketball, and they're going to be pushed this year because the finals aren't at 2 o'clock. When that started, they moved those up at least a half hour to 1:30 so that they would have time to set the floor. They've got to transfer this baby in about 2 hours, and that is going to be putting some pressure on the staff here at the Century League. But it's cool that they can have events like that.
It's tremendous they can have events like that. The only thing that I truly wish, and now here's the wrestling guy in me, is when you win a state title at Memorial Stadium playing football, you get to get out and take your pictures, and mom and dad come down, and you get to celebrate that moment. If you win a state wrestling title as a team, you get to go do that somewhere else because they literally hand the trophy to you, and this is not an exaggeration, ask you to leave because there's things to do. You don't get to stand down there and celebrate. Go do it somewhere else, but not in the moment it happened.
Yeah, you've got about 30 seconds on that stand for everybody to click a picture, for them to get the official picture for the state records, and then you're out of here, and you go back into the bowels of the CenturyLink Center. We are here at the state wrestling tournament. A couple of other things. Josh Hamilton talking for the first time since kind of breaking rehab a little bit, and maybe some folks have seen that. TCU. All of a sudden, they've got drug problems down there. Everybody's been arrested since yesterday's show. It's going to affect their football team. You know what still gets me, though? People are laughing because they think it affects Texas and the Big 12. It affects the Big 12. But everything, TCU losing football players and ha-ha Texas. I heard that numerous times yesterday.
Insanity. And I'll just tell you, and great for TCU, you know, setting this issue aside, great for them. They've taken a program, an old Southeastern Conference school, and they've made it a big deal. They're now in a BCS conference where before they lived in somewhat obscurity. But if they think in 1 million years they're actually going to push Texas for the state of Texas with college football, not in 1 million years.
We can still take your emails today, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you. If you might have a question about what's going on down here at the state meet, we'll try and answer it for you, or anything else that's going on in the world, we'll do that for you. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit from Tom McCann, who is going to be retiring from Kearney High Wrestling after 42 years. We'll hear more from him, his thoughts coming into state, and a lot more. And it's the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Get in the zone. Your engine needs protecting, and so do your dollars. Changing your own oil is a great way to accomplish both. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Look out for your car and save with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs around 43 with west winds staying from 5 to 15. Then we can expect clear skies for tonight with a low of 19 as winds will stay to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 36.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We are live here in Omaha at the State High School Wrestling Tournament. Glad to have you along with us here today. Michael Schopp, nice story on him today in the Lincoln Journal Star from Ken Hamilton. Larry Baker joining me here. There is some history to be made here this weekend, and everybody expects that we will see three wrestlers win their fourth state championship, including Andrew Reedy of Grand Island, and along with Thomas Gilman of Omaha Scott and Eric Sopel of Howell. Sopel, he's never lost in high school, so he can become even more rare, an undefeated high school wrestler. We seem to really fill in those four-timers that just never had happened, and then the last decade, it just is happening more and more. But the last couple years, nothing big with that, and now you've got three kids going for four times and five behind them that are going for three championships. Michael Schopp, who lost in the finals his freshman year, Blake Fruchtel, who was not able to wrestle last year in the postseason, Connor Bowling, who lost to Gilman last year, and then you got Hunter Bamford from Kearney, who has a chance to win his third as a junior, and Carlos Rodriguez of Grand Island looks for his third state title after finishing as a runner-up as a freshman.
Yeah, and Carlos Bueno Rodriguez, you know, he's a two-time state champ, three-time finalist. There's only one problem with his road. There's two other state champs in the bracket. You know, 152 Class A is just absolutely loaded. You know, and Connor Bowling, you talked, you know, he's a two-time state champ, got third last year. The only loss in his high school career to this point is that semifinal loss
to Thomas Gilman, which he was dominated. And Gilman's not undefeated. He probably would be if he would just wrestle Nebraska wrestlers. But going into Iowa and going to some of the places that he goes, he does get beat.
Yeah, and Thomas Gilman, legitimately, you know, we talk about him being, without question, the best wrestler in the state of Nebraska this year. At his weight, he's the best wrestler in the United States. And to take that one step further, he acquitted himself very well this summer when he went into Eastern Europe and wrestled and did very, very well there at Junior Worlds and some of those things. He went to Uzbekistan and wrestled extremely well.
That's just a whole different world when we talk about wrestling on the world front. As we always say, it's always from those countries you can't pronounce, and they are like wrestling stones.
Yeah, there's no question. You get into the seven stands, if you will, in Eastern Europe, and it is a whole different world. And we've got some kids. You know, you talk about that. You know, we went from the 1930s with Fred Brown and that crew when they had won four state titles. Then it goes all the way to the Nordhues boys from Greeley in the early 90s when they were four-timers. And then from then we started to see a trickle. Then we saw a big glut. And what we've started to see is our club wrestling, the type of wrestling Thomas Gilman does in the offseason, has really prepared these kids. We've got a lot of these kids that are coming on now as freshmen that are really good at just not necessarily in our listing area, but the Dempsey kid at 145 pounds from Friend. That's a tough weight as a freshman, 145 pounds, and that kid's got a chance to be a state champ so this year. So we have definitely seen that the level of wrestling with these younger kids really take off.
Coach Tom McCann is going to join us here when we talk to him before the wrestling rally on Sunday. Eric says, I want to let Coach know that I'm happy that he allowed his wrestler with cerebral palsy to participate this year. Having CP myself, that is truly amazing. And, of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, a nice story that the NTV did on the young man a couple of weeks ago. May be able to check that out still on Nebraska.tv. Again, it's more than just medals when it comes to wrestling at Kearney High. And we had a chance to talk with Coach McCann Sunday for our annual wrestling rally. Let's hear a little bit about what the coach had to say.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on 98.9 FM, KKPR FM, Kearney Grand Island Hastings, and KKPR.com. Kearney Bearcats getting ready to head back to Omaha. They always take a large contingent, 13 wrestlers going. They're ranked third in the state. Tom McCann, who helped organize this whole event when it's an inception about 15 years ago, is with us. And Tom, great to have you back in studio.
Always a pleasure to be here, Doug.
Well, let's get the elephant out of the room. We talked with you earlier in the week, and now I think everybody in the state has talked with you. We've seen you on TV. We've seen you in the paper. It's your last go-round for now, at least with the Bearcats. And how's the week went for you, I guess?
Well, you know, it went by pretty rapidly. We had a good week of workout, and kids performed really well at the district meet. I told them before the meet that if they went out and wrestled the way I felt they could, that we could qualify everyone. We were without Tyler Gillen. He suffered a concussion 2 weeks ago in a meet and wasn't cleared to compete, so we went with 13 kids, and they all wrestled really tough, pulled together, and as a team, rallied around one another, and, hey, had a great, tremendous tournament and a lot of fan support, and the place was really rocking yesterday, and they all got through and qualified, and we had just a super tournament and came away with a win.
Are you a nostalgic guy?
Some things.
I guess if... Some coaches say, hey, I look around at this was our, and you still have practices, but are you going to look around and say, hey, this is the last time I'm going to be doing this for a few months or a couple of years or whatever the case has for you?
I try to put that on the back burner. I look for going to state. That's what I'm focusing on. Next day's practice. I love the process. What can we work on to be better for next week? How can we beat this guy, the guy that beat us last time? Those are the things I focus on. So
I think every time we've started one of these interviews, I ask you a question, and you automatically begin with the guy that didn't make it or the couple kids that didn't make it and talk about without them, the team wouldn't be able to come together anyway. And heck, the last handful of years, you're getting about everybody there. Did 10 years ago, did you think that teams could qualify 12, 13, 14 kids on an annual basis?
No, because usually we'd get 8, 9, 10 kids at the max. And, you know, we've been real fortunate where I think 4 out of the last 5 years we've had our whole team qualify.
How does that change when you've got 3 or 4 extra kids to work with at the state meet? How does that change how things go fighting for the state championship or the state runner-up or a top-5 finish?
Well, getting to the state meet's half the battle. You get there and all kinds of things happen, and if you've got an extra bullet in your gun, you know, you can win some matches. And I think every point's critical at the state meet. As evidenced back in 2000 when we came in Saturday morning in 12th place and we had 4 guys going and we put together a run of 6 straight matches. I believe we had 3 pins, 2 majors, and 1 tech fall. We ended up winning 2nd place by 1.5. We had 2 champions and 2 thirds. So sometimes the points get jumbled real close where 1.5 point can make a difference. So if you can get a kid down there and he gets a pin for you the first round, that's 4 points. That's big. It's real big.
All right, let's talk about how things look for the Bearcats going down to Omaha. How do you like the makeup? How do you like what you think your kids can do?
I think they can go and compete hard and compete well and do well. It's up to them. State meet, everybody's 0-0, and you have to just go down and wrestle the way you can. I haven't even looked at the pairings. I don't really like to look at the pairings.
That's old school.
Yeah, but I don't do it. It bothers me. If I look at him, I think, I learned a long time ago, you look and you say, well, this kid, boy, he's got a great, great draw. And they end up not doing well because, it's sometimes it's a mental game and a lot of times it's a mental game. And so no matter who they put on the mat, you have to go out and compete. Yesterday, I think we lost maybe a match or two that we could have won, but we had beaten those kids before. I know that in the past, you can go back, you talk about nostalgia. Mark Bauer, when he was 4th in our district, he had the number one seed. He beat the number one seed from Omaha South. Next year, he drew the same kid. We were 4th. He was number one. We beat him again. Kid told us he was glad Mark Bauer wasn't in his bracket the 3rd year. So, anything can happen at the state meet. And I think our kids that are going, it's a great moment for them. They've competed hard. They've worked hard all season. They've improved. They're ready for the state meet. And we go down, we just battle and do the best we can and try to bring our A game, and whatever happens, happens. But I know there's some tough competition down there, and you just hope that everybody else takes each other out and leaves the Bearcats alone. And every tournament has their own dynamics, and when it comes through the mix, you have to wrestle hard, you have to compete, and you have to get a lot of state medalists in order to place and do well.
Tom McCann with us here on the Wrestling Rally, Kearney High Bearcats. A lot of attention will be paid to Hunter as he's going to go for his 3rd consecutive state championship, trying to get through this year so that everybody can talk about him all year next year, going for 4. Jacob was in the finals again last year. Just your thoughts on those two guys.
Well, there's no doubt that Hunter's got some tough people in his weight class this year that he has not seen. But, he's a competitor. He's a pinner. I think he's pinned everybody but maybe 1 or 2 this year. And he's hard-nosed. He grinds things out. He's a lot stronger than he looks. He's a big kid for 113. He'll probably wrestle 125, 130 next year, I would think. He's going to grow. And he's getting taller. But he's got mat savvy. We hope he can get his 3rd title. As far as Jacob, last year he went down and when the whistle was there, he was ready to go. He pulled off a couple of nice wins last year that I don't think anybody knew what was coming. This year, I think people have scouted him a little bit better, and he's got some work cut out for him because people, they do know how he wrestles. But he's a competitor when it comes time to go to the state meet.
If we bring young kids in, new coaches all the time, you got some sage advice for either the next Bearcat coach or the young kids that are just taking over the program? Because I see some programs that are starting to make the upswing from the Class D level all the way on. We've had Northwest in, we've had Overton in, we've got young kids going in that are coming out of good programs, and you've got a lot of kids out of Kearney High that are doing some good things as coaches in other places.
Well, yeah, I've teamed up with Brian at a couple camps. here in Kearney and out in North Platte. And we actually slept out in tents with the Northwest guys one summer. And, you know, I think you have to put the time in the off season, and I think those guys are willing to do that. And when you do that and you travel with guys and you make a commitment to the sport, I think you're going to see your team improve quite a bit. It's like the saying goes, summer camps make winter champs, and there's a lot of truth to that.
Does Dennis Miller really know how to play the guitar?
Well, they say he does. You know, he doesn't sing too badly either. He does a pretty good job. He even writes some pretty good tunes. You ought to listen to some of them.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. I talked to a couple of the kids, asked them about the fans and everything. It is such a special, and when I moved here, realized how special the Bearcat community is, and there are other places that are like that. But can you even describe what it is like, what it's been like?
Well, it's been quite a journey. There's no doubt that when you're out there and you got guys wrestling and you get the fan support and the screaming and the yelling, there's some wild matches yesterday, and we pull a couple off right at the end, winning at the buzzer. And there was one match we didn't even know what the score was. I don't think anybody in the house knew what the score was. And by the time we got it settled and down, it ended up a win for us, 10-9. It was a great match. And, you know, that's the excitement of wrestling, and that's what you want. And when you can get that going, I had the Ralston coach. He came over afterwards, and he said, you know, coach, he said, I'm glad that we got to compete and come out to your district. He said, you guys do things right here. This was a great atmosphere for wrestling, and it really was. So when the visitors come in from Omaha and they like what they see, you know, it makes us happy that we can send them home in defeat happy.
Well, as I told Tom, as I told you earlier, when the greats retire, they end up getting no money going into broadcasting as a color man. So there's always room if you get bored, which I know you never have been and never will be. So from all of us throughout the state, and I know you're going to get flooded with this weekend, but thanks for everything you've done for me and for this station to cover wrestling and to help get events like this started. And hopefully it's a great weekend.
Well, Doug, I appreciate that. But, you know, my job was made so much easier with all the fans and administration from Kearney Public Schools, and especially the kids I've worked with over the years. They made it special.
Enjoy it.
Thanks.
Tom McCann, Kearney Bearcat wrestling coach. Guys, thanks for coming in. Best of luck to the Cats.
And that was Kearney wrestling coach Tom McCann as we chatted with him Sunday during our Classic Hits wrestling rally. We are here at the CenturyLink in Omaha. And Larry Baker joining me on the Doug and Daddy show today as fill-in co-host. And Larry, again, I don't think we can overdo the accolades for Tom McCann. I mean, he is he's the greatest wrestling coach in the state.
You know, Tom McCann, you know, I started wrestling as a little kid in Grand Island, real little kid, and Tom McCann's been around as long as I can remember, and, you know, I've got a lot of great memories within that in the sense that I grew up in a great era where you had Howard Sheely at Hastings High School, Tom McCann at Kearney. Of course, I wrestled for Coach Froehling and wrestled with Coach Shada's boys at Grand Island, and to have those type of guys, all NSWCA Hall of Fame guys in our area, and to be able to grow up within that, tremendous. And what Coach McCann's meant to the sport of wrestling in Nebraska and in central Nebraska has just been tremendous. He's a great coach. He's been great for kids. And it's sad to see those guys go. You know, Howard Sheely's no longer there. Tom Christie at Lincoln High's gone. Coach Froehling's gone. You know, you can go down the list as these guys have moved on. And I just hope whoever they get, not having anything to do with how many state medals or championships or anything like that, can be won. But I hope that whoever they get can have the same effect on kids that Coach McCann had. You know, the other two programs I talked about, you know, Hastings was able to get Coach Laux, a Hastings alum who's just done a tremendous job, really good for kids. We know Coach Shadwinkle. Of course, he's won championships, but knowing Coach Shadwinkle personally, he's been a tremendous amount to kids. So I hope that Kearney's able to do the same thing and get somebody to replace him that is as good with kids as him and Coach Miller are. And Coach Miller sometimes gets lost in that fray because Coach McCann is the head coach. But Coach Miller has had as much to do with Kearney's success as Coach McCann.
There will be a lot of pictures taken here at the state meet this afternoon and throughout the weekend. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Now, during Menards' 11% sale, it's the perfect time to save big on your projects. Receive an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts, an 11% rebate on doors to floors, UTVs to vanities, making it the perfect time to get a jump on your spring projects, including building a deck, garage, house, or landscaping. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. Hurry, ends February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs around 43 with west winds staying from 5 to 15. Then we can expect clear skies for tonight with a low of 19 as winds will stay to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 36.
Doug and Daddy's show back here in Omaha at the CenturyLink Center. Doug Duda and Larry Baker co-hosted with me here today from the 2012 State High School Wrestling Tournament. And we'll be back tomorrow for more. And don't forget, updates all day long here on ESPN. Even when the basketball game's going on, we'll have an update before, halftime, after. And, of course, plenty on Classic Hits 98.9. Complete live coverage again this year of the semifinals that begin tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. They have the semifinals and the third-round consolation wrestlebacks going on in the eight mats here, getting in for those medals. Larry Baker will be joining me. Bill Lentz will be back with me this year, and we'll be bringing you that live coverage of all of the kids in the area, and hopefully there's a ton of them yet again. We go to the Dent Bopper inbox here. Scooter says, Larry said he wrestled when he was a little kid. When was he little?
Well, I think, like we said, maybe we need to rephrase that to younger, because the height and the circumference really hasn't changed much since about the seventh grade.
Well, the one thing is when Mr. Baker wants to be comfortable, he plops in his new recliner from our friends at Bruce Furniture, located in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture says, you want something in your home, your apartment, your office, wherever you want it, the day you buy it, if it's in their store, it's in your home, office, apartment, wherever you need it to be. No after the sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print, because the price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase is even necessary for that. They want to take care of you because happy customers and satisfied customers come back time after time at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Had a chance also to talk with Tyler Herman as Amherst goes for their third consecutive Class D state title. Here's a little bit of our interview with Coach Herman from the wrestling rally on Sunday.
And welcome back, everyone, to the 15th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We were just chatting during the break there. So 15 years, you would have just been, would you have been a freshman at 14, Tyler? Tyler Herman from Amherst joins us here.
Yes.
And how'd that go?
At 14 years old as a freshman?
It's a lot different now, isn't it? I mean, these kids have been wrestling since they could, I mean, they're wrestling in diapers now.
Oh, yeah. It seems like kids are starting earlier and earlier. I actually started when I was 5 years old, but we got kids that are 3 and 4 years old that want to start wrestling now.
The little kids program is really, especially, well, I was going to say especially in the small towns, but I know since it's been working at Kearney High in Grand Island and in Class A schools, it really starts there. I want to get your thoughts on needing to start at that early, but not every kid that starts wrestling at 5 necessarily ends up being a district champion, or they can end up start wrestling at 10, 11, 12, and end up being a kid that goes to Omaha.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you can start when you're 5, 6, 7 years old, and we got a lot of kids that do that, and they wrestle a couple tournaments and just kind of get that base, you know, the base fundamentals of the sport and get a feel for the sport of wrestling. And you really start getting better as you get in 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. You start, you know, becoming more advanced with technique and traveling a little bit more to other tournaments, you know, across the state and out of state maybe. But, you know, I think 5, 6 is a good age to start with.
Let's talk about how things went yesterday. Of course, we were over there at the D3 meet. Ross Halford just says he likes you guys slightly over Pender. That's been the debate all year long. It's finally here. It's Amherst and Pender, and nobody else is supposedly in the team race. But you got through yesterday with a very, very, very solid day. 8 district champions, qualified 10 for state. Now you look at the brackets. There's going to be some tough matchups that get you into that semifinal round, possibly where all the points are scored. So your initial thought over the whole pairings and the whole setup.
You know, I was glad we got 10 guys to state. We were hoping to get all 12 of our varsity kids, but our 52 in heavyweight got beat in the heartbreak round. But the 10 guys that we have going down to Omaha, I think we could win a lot of matches with those guys and score a lot of points. And we're going to have to. You know, Pender has 9 kids down there, and all 9 of their kids are going to win some matches. They got a lot of highly ranked kids. I think they have 5 kids ranked number 1 and 1 kid ranked number 2. So it's going to be a dogfight, you know. I guess in Ross's ratings on Husqvarna, he's got them or us 1 and them 2. And my ratings, I have them 1 and us 2. So I still put the target on their back. Danny Oliver probably doesn't like that, but they got more returning state points than us and some higher ranked kids. But you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to come down to, you know, getting those kids into semifinals, and then as we've talked about before in the past, you know, winning those semifinal matches, you're scoring anywhere from 11 to 13 points in that semifinal round, and that could be the difference between a first place, a second place, or a third place team finish, whatever it is. Those semifinal points are huge.
Coach, you've got some kids that have been in here, if they're older than a freshman, been in here a few times. You've got the program on a roll. Maturity is obviously a big thing in there. Where do you see an advantage for your team over Pender besides just on the mat?
You know, like you said, it's nice. We have a lot of these boys standing in this room here that have been at the state tournament. They wrestled a lot of big matches, and they've been in that atmosphere, so they know what to expect. Some of these freshmen maybe haven't been in that state tournament atmosphere, but with the schedule that we wrestle throughout the year, we're wrestling a lot of good teams in B and C. They've been in a lot of tough matches, so they know what it takes to win those tough matches. And I'm pretty confident as a coach that we're going to be ready to go in Omaha next week.
You're always going to say positive things in front of these guys, but they seem like they're a pretty fun group to work with, too. When it's business, but I'm guessing all the traveling you guys do, that helps as well.
Oh, yeah, we travel quite a bit, so it makes us kind of a tight-knit group. We get along really well, and you know, that's part of being a good team, bonding like that, and you know, everybody's good friends. You know, it's, like you said, when it's go time, it's all business and get after it, but these guys know how to get loose and, you know, joke around a little bit. We got a lot of jokesters on our team. They're messing with me out here earlier before we even got started. But that's what I like about these guys. They're fun, and they're a good team.
And obviously the big question is, for you as a coach, how has married life changed you?
hasn't changed me at all, I don't think. I think my wife is ready for the wrestling season to be over. But she enjoys it. She's a big fan of wrestling. She likes coming to the meets, but it's a long season. I'm gone a lot, but I think she expects that, and she's getting used to it.
That probably helps, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Amherst, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We'll see you guys in Omaha.
All right, thanks for having us, Doug.
We're going to take a break here on the Wrestling Rally. When we come back, we've got folks from Grand Island Northwest, Gibbon, Minden, a whole lot more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits.
That's Tyler Herman, head coach of Amherst. They've been in the top two the last 5 years, and they will be, barring some catastrophic failure or injury or illness or something strange down here at the state tournament, because it's all them and Pender. And Larry Baker with me again. Before we recap the results up to date here, as we're nearing the end, they've got 195, 182, and I think there's even a 220 match going on right now here in classes B and C. And remember, A and D, they don't even start till 4:30 this afternoon. They'll go right into the quarterfinals after this round ends. But as far as the team race, we've talked to Ross Halford. We'll probably try and drag him back over here tomorrow to be on the show just for a couple of updates. But Grand Island, the favorite in A. Everybody's trying to find a way to make Grand Island not the favorite in A. And we talked about that with Coach Shadwinkle over the weekend. Ross Halford thinks that it could go to Saturday with Omaha Burke nipping at their heels. Have they really made up that much ground?
Yeah, I mean, Burke is really good. When you look at the draws, Burke got some good draws. I mean, that's a big part of winning a state title. And, yeah, I do believe so. I mean, Grand Island's lost some points this year like they did last year with not bringing everybody that they started the season with into the tournament. That's a big deal. And I do believe that Burke, if the guys wrestle the way they're supposed to, Grand Island is the best team, but it's not very often the best team wins, and Burke can win this tournament. I do believe that.
Class B, it's Omaha Scud.
I believe that.
Class C, Madison has now kind of taken enough. It would be an upset if Madison didn't win with Sergeant Burwell and Valentine trying to make a move, but as you mentioned at the top of the show, Sergeant Burwell has already taken at least one pretty good hit and maybe lost another that they could have got a point in, but they didn't get the first round so far that they were hoping for.
Yeah.
But they're going to have studs. The problem is Madison might just have a few more kids that can pick you up a nickel and a dime point.
That's actually what I think. I think Madison, with regard to comparing Madison to Sergeant Burwell, I just don't think Sergeant Burwell's got enough big points to truly make that an interesting race. But I do think Valentine does, and Valentine has drawn in well. They have wrestled tremendously well here in this first round. They've turned guys, got bonus points. Now this next round's big. You win, you're going to get sixth place points.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's big, and then you wrestle tomorrow night. Well, that's a 12-point match. You get to wrestle tomorrow night. So I do think Valentine can push them, but Madison, without question, is the class in C.
If you can start 2-0, win in the quarters, get to the semis, you're guaranteed a medal. Otherwise, you got to wrestle all the way back tomorrow and try and be a winner on Friday night. Then Class D, it's Amherst, it's Pender. There's a pretty good line drawn out there about who people think are going to win. I've heard that Pender got the better draws. Things looks better for Pender, and that's with Amherst getting 8 district champions, which means those should be 8 fairly easy wins in the first round. At what point today will we know how this is going to shake out between Amherst and Pender and give you an early indication? Because as Coach Herman just said, they need to get to the finals, because the semifinals is where you make your big point.
Yeah, I mean that's a 12-point-plus bonus match. You will know nothing today unless somebody falls down. And to be honest, unless somebody falls down, I don't know that you're going to know much tomorrow. I literally went through it in Class D. I filled out every single bracket, every single match.
Because that's what you coaches do.
Yeah, every single one. And I'm telling you, this is shaping up to be a tremendous Class D race. Pender, I think, has got the deeper team. I mean, I think there's no question they've been rated number one in the state all year. A lot of people thought, of course, Tyler Herman did the ratings in Class D. A lot of people thought Tyler was doing that sandbagging. Tyler knows wrestling in the state of Nebraska. If he thought his team was better, they'd have been rated number one. Pender is without question the better team, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to go down to what I think. If there's one weight that can tip this whole thing in Class D, assuming things wrestle out the same, Amherst might not get as many to the final or as many state champs. I think they have a chance to get the same number of finalists, but I think Amherst is going to get more medals. They're a deeper team. They just maybe don't have the headliners. Pender got all the draws. And there is a little luck in winning a state title due to the draw
system in Nebraska, Amherst couldn't have drawn, there's about four of those weights that Amherst couldn't have drawn a worse draw up for themselves than they got. It's now a matter, though, you have to go out and wrestle the matches, and that's the bottom line. This Class D race has got a chance to be a great one.
And how did it figure out when you finished it?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that.
I think that tells me how it fits.
But there is a little local piece with Pender. It seems like a long ways away. We'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow night when they wrestle. But Pender's coach is Denny Oliver, who is from our area.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the final numbers for this show today. And in case you missed anything, here's where we're at in B and C. We'll start with Class C, 106 pounds. Your winner is Mitch McGinnis of Central Catholic, David Jimenez of Kennesaw Shelton, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic. At 113, your winners, Christian Lewis of Southern Valley, Caleb Puncher of Grand Island Central Catholic, and I apologize if I butchered that name. The losers, Justin Miller of Sergeant Burwell and Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. Class C, 120, your winners, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, Riley Northrup of St. Paul, Evan Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, and Jordan Westcope of Wood River, losing Colby Ackley of Ravenna and Teague Edwards of Loomis Bertrand. At 126, your winners, Tucker Burquist of Southern Valley, Kirby Pomplin, Sergeant Burwell, Zach Keating, Kearney Catholic, Alex Hester, Wood River, losing Tyler O'Brien, Central Catholic, Dalton Smith of Gibbon. At 132 pounds, your winner, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. Unfortunately, the losers, Isaac Burquist of Southern Valley, Brandon Cusick of Ravenna, and Sam Lee of Sergeant Burwell. At 138 pounds, your winner, Jeff Foth of Ord, a 9-7 overtime win against Tanner Ruprecht of Red Cloud Blue Hill. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull, also a winner. At 145 pounds, C.J. Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull wins in double overtime. Austin Starkey of St. Paul is a winner, losing Sage Gideon of Sergeant Burwell and Cyrus Thomas of Southern Valley. Class C 152, Jed Fenske of Sergeant Burwell and Dusty Staub of Ord were winners. Staub was a number four seed, so he upset a district champion. Matt Riley of Grand Island Central Catholic lost by a pin. At 160 pounds, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic won 14-2. Tanner Balfour of Sergeant Burwell a winner. Quentin Marvichka of St. Paul was defeated. At 170, Brett Mahler of Sergeant Burwell and Johnny Ferentz of Ord were winners. Garrett Sharp of Red Cloud Blue Hill was defeated. We move up to 182 pounds in Class C. Jeremiah Staraska of Central Catholic lost 10-3. Ethan Shambach of Ravenna, or won 10-3. Staraska won 10-3. Ethan Shambach of Ravenna won 2-1. Michael Duffy of Kennesaw Shelton and Tyler Dahlgren of Loomis Bertrand were both defeated. At 195 pounds, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul, Dexter Becker of Southern Valley were winners. Jackson Saminsky of St. Cecilia lost by a pin in the last seconds there. Kogan Thompson of Kennesaw Shelton is just finishing up his match at this time. In Class B, at 106 pounds, two defeated wrestlers, both losing, Austin Olson of Minden and Devin Schmidt of Northwest. At 113, all four kids from the area were defeated. Gilliland of Adams Central, McCann of Central City, Lothrop of Northwest, and Lexington's Calmo. At 120, winners Rodriguez of Lexington and Leonard of Central City, along with Solario of Holdridge. Sock of Northwest was defeated. At 126, your winners were Yanez of Holdridge and Bowling of Central City, losing Christian Berry of Adams Central, Hernandez of Lexington, and Lau of Northwest. At 132 pounds, your winner was Lenuski of Adams Central, Ibarra of Lexington, and Ferrand of Aurora pulls an upset, defeated Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge and Kemet of Northwest. Class B 138, Knight of Central City wins, Joseph of Adams Central loses. At 145, Durr of Cozad and Sutton of Central City, along with Fructal of Northwest, were winners. Johnston of Holdridge lost. At 152, it was Anderson of Central City over Ravello of Cozad. At 160, Brown of Central City wins, Van Sant of Aurora loses. At 170, Jack Rafferty of Minden a winner, Zach Damon of Northwest was defeated. And anything else that we missed here, Lair?
No, I think you got most of them.
All right, we will call that a show for today. Folks, thanks for joining us. Updates all day here on ESPN. For Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda from the State Wrestling Tournament. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.